Time to talk some Iron Women. Oh, the Iron Men and Women series starts next week in round one and two of the Nutri-Grain series. So next Saturday and Sunday in Manly. So that's December 17 and 18. And joining us now, top Iron Woman, 24 years of age from Newport. She's heading into her eighth pro series. So yes, she was 16 when she started. Lizzie Wellborn joining us. Lizzie, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show again. So what's changed, Lizzie, in the lead up to this year's series as you search for your maiden title? Because it didn't quite go to plan last summer, did it?
No, yeah. So last summer was definitely a very tough season for me and pretty much anyone who was training from New South Wales, like with all the lockdowns and everything. It was just a terrible preparation. And I mean, we made the most out of a bad situation, but this season we've been able to have a full off season. There's two other boys in my club who are in the series as well, and we've put in a lot of work and we're really excited to see what we can do with a full off-season under our belt.
Yeah, Lizzie, tell us about the pre-season. What does it look like for you? How long ago did you start your prep for this event? And also, is it important to get off to a good start?
Yeah, so my prep this season was a bit different to previous years because as you said, I didn't have a very good season last season and I had to re-qualify for the professional series. So there's this race that happened about a month ago now called the trials, and that's when the remaining 10 spots like get given to the athletes who didn't automatically qualify. So I had to start training a little bit earlier to prepare for that. So we started in about June or July and it's freezing and it's windy and it's always terrible weather, but we tough it out and get it done. And then, yeah, I luckily made it through the trial, thank God. It's the most nerve-wracking weekend ever. Now we're ready for rounds one and two next weekend. And we had a big week of training this week and then we'll start to taper off next week to get ready for it.
Lizzie, can I ask, like, as a Iron Woman, and you're still relatively young, but when do they say you're coming to your peak of your powers as an Iron Woman? At what age?
Well, yeah, I think so. Over the past few years, the Iron Women that have won the series have all been pretty different ages. So, like Harriet Brown won it last year, and she's like over 30. And then there's been a girl who won it when she was 17 or 18. She was the youngest person to win it. That was Brielle Cooper. That was a couple of years ago now, but it's a real mix. So I don't. Like, because our sport involves so much, like, skill, fitness, and then obviously you get stronger as you get older as well. But because it involves so many different things, depending on the conditions, I think there can't be one perfect age.
Lizzie, when you say conditions, are we talking beach to beach is significantly different all around Australia? And then what about, you know, wind, rain, sun, swell? How significant is that in regards to your preparation leading into race day?
Yeah, so that one of the coolest things I think about our sport is that everywhere we race, it's always different, always a different condition, and it's going to suit different people. So you can never, like, there's never one, it's not like pool swimming where you kind of know who's going to win that race. Like, whoever puts their foot on the line on a single day has a chance to win one of our races. So, like, for the series coming up this season, we've got Manly, Maroubra, and then Carra, and they're all completely different beaches. They all face different directions and get different swells. So it will, like, I'm expecting there to be heaps of different conditions. But luckily enough, for us in New South Wales, like Manly's just around the corner from us. So we've actually been doing a couple of training sessions there to try and get used to the conditions. And then Maroubra's not too far away as well. So we're lucky that we can kind of go to the beaches that we're racing at this season and test out the waters.
What would be your strongest leg, in your opinion?
Mine's definitely the board. That's kind of what got me into professional racing when I was so young. I was just a little whippet of a board paddler when I was little, and it got me into open racing, and then that's what got me into the series so young as well.
And Manly next week, I mean, you talk courses, but you could do Manly with your eyes closed, Lizzie, surely, couldn't you? Very much your local race.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be living in Manly for the past kind of 2 years. So I love Manly Beach, and it's such an iconic place for for a Nutrigrain race, so I can't wait for it to be all set up next weekend and to get excited about it as well.
This sport, I mean, you girls, you're clearly addicted to pain. I mean, tell me about, tell me, what's the toughest training session that you do? What do you do that's the one that you're like, wow, this is the one that mentally challenges me more than anything else?
Yeah, funnily enough, because like we are able to race in so many different conditions, when we go and do like a flat water session at a lake or at the harbour, I really like, they're so hard because there's no escape from the effort that you have to put in. Like you just have to go hard. You can't wait for a little run or a little wave or like sit and pop over a wave. Like you just have to keep going. So definitely the flat water sessions are not my favourite, but you do get some hard work done doing those.
We're speaking with Iron Woman Lizzie Wellborn ahead of the start of the Nutrigrain series in Manly next weekend. Now, aside from winning the title, Lizzie, what else are you looking to achieve in the sport?
Definitely winning the title is right up there. But one of my other big goals, kind of separate to racing, I'm really passionate about inspiring the next generation of young female athletes to stay in sport, not just in our sport, but in sport in general. And I'm a big believer in spreading that message. And I love working with the next generation of athletes.
And just in regards to, I guess, sponsorship these days in your sport, I mean, how tough is it to make a living out of it at the moment amidst the current climate of, you know, competition for sponsorship dollars in the corporate world? I mean, how is it for you?
So I'm like, to be completely honest, like it is really hard to make a living out of our sport. No one really does it as their full-time job. We're all kind of doing other stuff on the side. I'm really lucky to have a great team of sponsors and supporters around me that allow me for this to be my main thing. Except, yeah, it does get hard and there is competition, but yeah, I'm super grateful to have a great team.
Oh, great stuff. Well, we'll be tracking in certainly next weekend in Manly, Lizzie, and hope it is a great season for you and for our listeners as well. You can catch all the action from the Nutrigrain series live on SBS and Fox Sports as well. So enjoy, good luck, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, guys.